When visitors wait for tours, they normally are looking for things to do or see, and this is an excellent tool to keep them entertained and to help them discover also all the artwork that has been donated by member states through all these years. So we have gifts from all countries around the HQ, and it's a way also to sort of maximize not only what they can do, but the contribution of member states to the United Nations and help visitors be part of that and engage with us in discovering the artwork around the HQ.
We're now here at the lobby of the UN headquarters, which areas, again, the app covers, and maybe we can walk through together?
Yes, okay. Definitely. The tours start at the end of the hallway, and we have all the gifts from here all the way in this corridor, and also the gift, as I was saying, outside in the UN Plaza, all around the UN Plaza and in the lower level. So during weekends, people do not go all the way down because they do not know there are no tours. So we will have a banner and a sign here so that as soon as people enter the compound, they know they can download this app and just go around the different gifts with it.
Can you show me then how the app works?
Yes. So when you open the app, this is our homepage, and in the middle you have this yellow circle with a female tour guide. When you hit it, you have a welcome page telling in a few words what the UN does, its main pillars, and us as a visitor center, right? What we do, how we work with the public. And then you can go and navigate through three main areas. This is like the menu icon, right? So we have the plaza outside, the lobby, and the lower level. So when you hit one of this, you'll have a full list of all gifts, right? And you also have an icon which relates to it, very similar to what the gift looked like. When you hit at each one of them, you'll see some wording, description of the artwork, and also a picture. Right now we're standing in front of the silk carpet of former UN Secretary Generals. The description tells us the portraits of the 8 United Nations Secretary Generals are rendered with great likeness as woven silk carpets. They were presented by Iran in 1997. So you have a color picture and the description of it.
So from now on, when you do tours, will the tour guides give information about this app to visitors as well? Are they going to teach them to use the app?
It's something they can definitely mention when they greet visitors or when they are coming down the elevators to drop visitors off the visitor center, because normally the question comes, what else can we do? And then they tell them, okay, we're going to drop you off at the visitor center where you can buy a gift, purchase a book, take a cafe, or if you want to visit more the compound, you can go through the artwork in public spaces and download an app that will tell you more how to go about it.
Guided tours at the UN do not cover the arts in the public areas, which is what the app is trying to bridge. Indra Wijaya, co-founder of the app and a former UN intern, sees this as a problem and inspires him to create this app.
When I was here, some of the artwork that were put in the app right now, I don't even know it exists. The UN has a lot to offer, a lot of activities, a lot of artwork, a lot of great building architecture. With the app, I think one of the good thing about it is it gives visitor awareness of what is it and what's very unique about it.
Andita Listerini, United Nations.